1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria. All the other polls are closed in tonight's primaries. ABC News can project President Biden and former President Trump will win their primaries in Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Mr. Trump's endorsed candidate, Bernie Moreno, is projected to beat two other candidates in Ohio's Republican Senate primary, including State Senator Matt Dolan.
The Trump endorsement was very influential on the race.
Moreno, a wealthy businessman and political newcomer.
And I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country. Because I don't think I've ever seen somebody who loves this country the way he does.
Moreno will take on Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in November. Peter Navarro reported to prison today after the Supreme Court refused to stay his sentence. The former White House advisor will serve 4 months for ignoring a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. This is ABC News. A Kansas man is facing charges for meddling with odometers.
It's an age-old scam, altering car odometers before a sale. Used car dealership owner Adam Newbury is charged with buying cars in Kansas and Oklahoma, reducing the mileage on the odometers, and using the vehicle titles with falsified odometer readings to defraud car buyers. The indictment says Newbury bought 9 different cars at auctions, some of more than 300,000 miles on them, and then rolled back the odometers to just over 100,000 miles. The Better Business Bureau recommends car buyers check a vehicle's Carfax report before a sale. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The last of 4 suspects wanted for a shooting that wounded 8 Philadelphia high school students at a bus stop has been captured in Virginia by U.S. Marshals. South Carolina has plans to remove more toxic waste from a World War II aircraft carrier in Charleston Harbor to prevent a leak. It's part of remediation efforts on the USS Yorktown, which carried out tours on the Pacific Front and in Vietnam. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 player selection draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had some harsh words for the organizers of the attempt to kick him out of office. He spoke about the recall effort at a WisPolitics luncheon Tuesday.
You call these organizers whack jobs.
Yep.
Morons. Who else do you think are whack jobs and morons?
It's a pretty small number, but the people who did this, whack jobs and morons.
While the petitioners failed to get enough signatures to trigger a recall election under Voss's current maps, they may have enough under his new maps. The state Supreme Court is deciding which maps they need to use and are asking for arguments from all sides to be filed by Thursday. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Churio gets the job.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Journal Sentinel says Jackson Churio is expected to start in center field when the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets next week Thursday. The 20-year-old signed an 8-year deal worth $82 million. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, center field, we've got some great options. Churio
as talented as anybody in that position.
Churio would become the third youngest center fielder ever to start on opening day in the majors in 124 years. NFL, Yash Nyman, no longer a Packer. The 6'7" offensive lineman lost his job at left tackle when Packers coordinator Adam Stenovich had this to say last September.
Yeah, right now he's a backup tackle for us. Football's a very competitive sport, and some guys rise to that competition and some guys don't.
Nyman has signed a 2-year deal with Carolina. College basketball, March Madness begins tonight with 4 games. Over 50 million Americans expected to fill out a bracket. The odds of getting them all right, 1 in 9 quintillion. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will take us through the overnight, lower 20s by daybreak, and northwest winds will be breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 30s. That wind out of the northwest stays blustery. More clouds Wednesday night. It's 39 at our studios.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, welcome to the program. It's Tuesday. What is today's the equinox, right? Is it equinox or that's the word? Yeah, it's the spring equinox. So it's the astronomical beginning of the new season. Yeah, cool. We got a lot to talk about today. Scientific proof that Republicans are actually killing young women and know about it. Is Paul Manafort returning to Trump because Trump needs foreign money? We'll get into that. Also, Bernie Sanders says the United States must fundamentally rethink its foreign policy in an article he published in Foreign Policy magazine. I'll tell you about that in this first hour. In the second hour of the program, I want to get into the chaos being planned for the 2024 election. Also, Trump goes full anti-Semitic, echoing Hitler about the disloyalty of American Jews. Yes, disloyalty. What a wonderful word to apply to, it's the word that Hitler used, you know. Also in the second hour, a wisdom school alert, wisdomschool.com. Can you change the world by changing yourself? In the third hour of our program, Dr. Bandy Lee, our single guest for the entire day, is going to drop by. The psychiatrist who called out Donald Trump as nuts back in 2016 and got slapped down by the American Psychiatric Association for doing so. She's talking about Trump and his fomenting a bloodbath. How far are we going to let this go? And also, in the third hour of our program, 4 years ago this month, Donald Trump and Jared Kushner hatched a deadly evil plan. I'll give you the details on that one. And I would say a racist, deadly, evil plan. To start out, scientific proof that Republicans are killing young women. This is amazing. This has got to be one of the most shocking scientific studies of the year. It was published last week in the Journal of the American Medical Association's JAMA Network publication. It's titled Teen Pregnancy and the Risk of Premature Mortality, which sounds very anodyne, right? But what they're really pointing out, I mean, here, this is the subhead from the New York Times. The New York Times did an article about this, which is where I first learned about it. I don't subscribe to the Journal of the American Medical Association, but the subhead of the Times in the article, quote, a large analysis in Canada finds that teenagers who had babies were twice as likely to die before age 31. Let that sink in. Teenagers who have babies are twice as likely to die from a whole variety of causes before the age of 31. You're not going to hear about this on Fox so-called news. I mean, remember back in 2022 when Mike DeWine, the Republican governor of Ohio, refused to allow a 10-year-old girl to leave the state because she had been raped and impregnated? to leave the state to get an abortion. She left anyway, and she got the abortion. But his attorney general called the story a fabrication. Jim Jordan called it a lie. Fox News, Emily Capango said, what I find so deeply offensive is that they had to make up a fake one. No, it was true. And, you know, even Kristi Noem, you know, the governor of South Dakota who wants to become Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate, co-candidate, said, I don't believe a tragic situation should be perpetuated by another tragedy. In other words, that 10-year-old girl shouldn't get an abortion because that's a tragedy, too. Right. The network, the Journal of the American Medical Association, this study, they were able to look at 2.2 million women who became pregnant as teenagers versus who became pregnant after their teenage years. And from 1991 to 2021, a 20-year period, 30-year period. And the reason they could do this was, of course, because Canada has a national healthcare system and they compile statistics. The statistics were anonymized. We don't know the names of the people and those kind of things, but we do have all these statistics. And this is the article, the Times, the author, excuse me, of the Times article, Roni Karen Rabin, or Rabin, I'm not sure how she pronounces it, wrote, even, you know, the question was, okay, are these, is it, why is it that when teenage girls have babies, they're more likely, they're twice as likely to die before the age of 31 of a whole variety of things. Why is that happening, right? And the first thought was, well, teenage pregnancy is very often associated with poverty, with girls dropping out of school, with lack of education, you know, those kinds of issues. I mean, that's you know, you think of teenage pregnancy and you think of you know, people who are you know, having a rough time in life, generally speaking, poor. So they looked into that. And this is what, as the Times reported, quote, even after the researchers accounted for pre-existing health problems the girls may have had, which also could have been a variable, and for income and education disparities, teenagers who carried pregnancies to term were more than twice as likely to suffer premature death later in life. Meanwhile, the rapists in the red states, particularly those who want to spread their seed far and wide, their DNA, are having a fine old time. Another article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association titled Rape-Related Pregnancies in 14 U.S. States with Total Abortion Bans was reported on in the Houston Chronicle, which the medical reporter Julian Gill noted, quote, Texas saw an estimated 26,313 rape-related pregnancies. Let me repeat that. 26,000 rape-related pregnancies during the 16 months after the state outlawed all abortions with no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest, according to a study published Wednesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Behind Texas, the states with no exceptions bans on abortion with the highest totals of pregnancies resulting from rape were Missouri, 5,800, Tennessee, 4,900, Arkansas, 4,600, Oklahoma, these are pregnancies, not rapes, pregnancies resulting from rape, Oklahoma, 4,500, Louisiana, 4,200, and Alabama, 4,300. And this is all just in basically the last year and a half, 2 years since the Dobbs decision and all of these states banned abortion altogether with no exceptions for rape or incest. The guess of the number of rape-caused pregnancies nationwide in the United States last year is 56,000. But 26,000 of those happened in Texas alone. Bottom line, if you're female and pregnant in a red state, no matter how old you are, no matter where you live, as long as you're in one of these red states, the legislature and the police of that state own you and your body. Four Texas counties have put into law bans on traveling out of state or traveling through their counties to go out of state to get an abortion. There's a statewide law in Texas that says that if you leave the state to get an abortion and somebody finds out about it, they can sue you and force you to pay them up to $10,000. Missouri and Idaho have enacted very, very similar bans on leaving the state. Republicans call this abortion tourism, like women just, hey, let's get pregnant so we can go take a tour, right? Wouldn't that be fun? In addition to the religious freaks who are demanding punishment of women who get abortions, a lot of men in America simply think women shouldn't be able to make any kind of decisions. Pew reported, the Pew Research Institute reported in 2020, in a painful echo of Rush Limbaugh's feminazi comments, quote, about 4 in 10 Republican men, 38%, say women's gains have come at the expense of men. And then you've got this case down in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that just upheld Matthew Kaczmarek, the right-wing crank judge who's trying to ban mifepristone. That one's going to go before the Supreme Court pretty soon, I think this week or next. Now you've got the Fifth Circuit saying that Title 10, Title X, that's what I was calling it, Title 10, which was passed in 1970, right, during the Nixon administration. Title 10 sets up clinics or funds clinics all around the country that provide birth control to any woman who wants it, regardless of age, confidentially. There are 150 of these clinics in Texas. Now, Texas passed a law saying that if a girl under 18 wants birth control, she must have the written permission of her father or mother, of her parents. But the federal law explicitly says that you can, that anybody, regardless of age, can get birth control with complete confidentiality. Now, under the Constitution, federal law always trumps state law. I mean, this is how Bobby Kennedy was able to, Jack Kennedy were able to desegregate the lunch counters in the South, for example. Federal law always trumps state law. But the Fifth Circuit, a three-judge panel, one of them appointed by Trump, two of them appointed by George Bush, ruled that the original ruling by Matthew Kaczmarek, the right-wing crank judge in Amarillo, who was appointed by Donald Trump also, ruled that, his ruling stands. The Texas law trumps the federal law. It's turning the Constitution upside down on its head. But this is what the Republicans have planned for America and for Americans' women. For example, the Project 2025, right? This is from a Rolling Stone report about it. Quote, those plans and many more, including proposals to attack contraception access, use the CDC to increase abortion surveillance and data collection, rescind a DOD policy to prohibit abortion travel funding, punish states that require health insurance plans to cover abortion, and retool a law that is currently protecting pregnant women with life-threatening conditions are all outlined in Project 2025's mandate for leadership. This is an actual quote from Project 2025. Quote, because liberal states have now become sanctuaries for abortion tourism, HHS should use every available tool, including the cutting of funds, to ensure that every state reports exactly how many abortions take place within its borders, at what gestational age for the so-called child, for what reason, the mother's state of residence, and by what method, end quote. I inserted the so-called part in that. And the Republicans are all giddy about this. They want to bring back the Comstock Act. I've written about this. I've talked with you about this before. Comstock Act is still on the books. And it makes it illegal to mail a condom, illegal to mail anything that can be used for birth control, anything that can be used for an abortion, even to a hospital or a doctor's office or a pharmacy. And Republicans want to revive the Comstock Act, which, like I said, is still on the books. All it's going to take is the Supreme Court. And it's heading that way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Bottom line, American women, wake the hell up. Run, don't walk, to your local Democratic Party and register to vote and help out.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Do Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer.
I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm doing, I'm use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is.
All right.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They only use the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozier stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and your overall wellness. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use that promo code TOM for up to 35% off. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Paul Manafort. Yesterday it was announced that Paul Manafort may be coming back to the GOP. Paul Manafort, of course, is the guy who built his fortune and his reputation. Heidi Kuda, who has been on this program a number of times, calls him an American monster over on her great Substack piece. He was found guilty of hiding millions of dollars that he made lobbying for Russian oligarchs, pro-Russian Ukrainian politicians in overseas bank accounts. He's stashing the money in overseas bank accounts. He was convicted of tax and bank fraud after Mueller's investigation in 2018, looking into his role in the Russian interference and helping get Donald Trump elected in 2016. If he comes in, he's most likely going to, quote, focus on fundraising. Right. Well, Paul Manafort is, as Rachel Maddow pointed out last night quite vividly, you know, he knows where all the big money is in Russia. And, you know, he spent his career doing this kind of stuff. Like Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner's dad went to prison for being a con artist. So did Paul Manafort's. It's like, you know, this is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? He was a Republican operative for Ford, Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Bob Dole. Bob Dole helped Oleg Deripaska, who's the Russian intelligence-associated oligarch who gave over $10 million to Paul Manafort to help get Viktor Yanukovych elected as the Russian puppet president of Ukraine, you'll recall, back in 2010. In 2014, he got kicked out in that revolution, as it were. And boom, Russia invaded Ukraine and took Crimea as a result. They said, you know, if we can't have the whole country, at least we're going to take Crimea. Paul Manafort is one sleazy character. He worked for Ferdinand Marcos, the dictator of the Philippines. He worked for Mobutu Sese Seko, the dictator of Zaire. He worked for the Angolan guerrilla leader, Jonas Savimbi. He was not a freedom fighter. He was a pretty brutal murderer. And of course, he worked for Viktor Yanukovych. He helped Yanukovych become president of Ukraine and alter Ukraine's policy toward an eventual merger with Russia. And then, of course, you know, he got kicked out. So this is the guy that Trump wants to bring into the RNC. The guy who ran Trump's campaign in 2016, working close, hand in glove with the Russians, from whom he had taken millions of dollars, and he worked on the campaign for free. Brilliant stuff, huh? I got to tell you about Bernie Sanders' foreign policy thoughts, and I will pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Broadcasting Mino from the Mayor Dex in the Studios on the North Washington Street.
All day
the Talk
long.
Of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Daria. All the other polls are closed in tonight's primaries. ABC News can project President Biden and former President Trump will win their primaries in Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Mr. Trump's endorsed candidate, Bernie Moreno, is projected to beat two other candidates in Ohio's Republican Senate primary, including State Senator Matt Dolan.
The Trump endorsement was very influential on the race.
Moreno, a wealthy businessman and political newcomer.
And I want to thank President Trump for all he did for me, for this campaign, for his unwavering support, for his love of this country. Because I don't think I've ever seen somebody who loves this country the way he does.
Moreno will take on Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown in November. Peter Navarro reported to prison today after the Supreme Court refused to stay his sentence. The former White House advisor will serve 4 months for ignoring a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is defending herself after she used fake names to order military absentee ballots in 2022. Kimberly Zapata was on trial Tuesday. She said she was exposing gaps in the state's absentee voting system. Zapata was basing those assumptions on proven false conspiracy theories stemming from the 2020 presidential election. She could face up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. A middle school in Waukesha received a number of bomb threats after being targeted by a right-wing social media account. The account Libs of TikTok slammed the school's assistant principal on X over comments he made about how much say parents should have over education policy. All the threats have been deemed illegitimate, with some coming from other countries. State Superintendent Jill Underlee stood by the school and said that attacks and threats against schools are reprehensible and cannot continue. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
No matter our background, race, or zip code, all Wisconsinites want elected officials who will champion our rights, hear our voice, and fight to improve our beautiful state. On April 2nd, vote for local officials, judges, and the presidential nominee who best fits your values. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and questions that will be on your ballot. So let's come together and voice our vote on April 2nd to create a better Wisconsin for everyone.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky will take us through the overnight, lower 20s by daybreak, and northwest winds will be breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 30s. That wind out of the northwest stays blustery. More clouds Wednesday night. Right now, it's 37.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. And welcome back. Bernie Sanders is, Bernie is like the Energizer Bunny of progressive politics. You know, it's just extraordinary. 11 years for every single Friday, even a couple of times on Thanksgiving Fridays, you know, back when I used to work a little more obsessively than I do now. Now we take those Fridays off, but we didn't for years. But anyhow, Bernie published a piece in Foreign Affairs magazine this week, a fairly lengthy piece, calling on America to rethink our foreign policies. I mean, you know, we've done some really stupid things, right? We've intervened in other countries in ways that have completely backfired on us. The ones that he points out are Iran, Guatemala, the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Dominican Republic, Brazil, Chile. He says, often in support of authoritarian regimes that brutally repress their own people and exacerbated corruption, violence, and poverty. I'd add, you know, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala to that list, you know, all the damage that Ronald Reagan and Ollie North and all those guys did down there with the whole Iran-Contra thing, you know, having Iran hold the hostages so that Reagan could beat Carter, and then taking the money that Iran gave them for the weapons that he sold them and using that to arm these fascists, people call them anti-communist guerrillas. There was no communism down there. They were pro-fascist guerrillas. This was, you know, these guys were Pinochet lovers, right? They were in the mold of Pinochet, of General Pinochet. Bernie references George W. Bush's committing nearly 2 million U.S. troops and over $8 trillion to a global war on terror and catastrophic wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the latter built on an outright lie. He says, as long as wealthy corporations and billionaires have a stranglehold on our economic and political systems, foreign policy decisions will be guided by their material interests, not those of the vast majority of the world's population. Spot on. He says, this is why the United States must address the moral and economic outrage of unprecedented income and wealth inequality, in which the richest 1% of the planet owns more wealth than the bottom 99%, an inequality that allows some people to own dozens of homes, private airplanes, and even entire islands, while millions of children go hungry or die of easily prevented diseases. I would love to see our foreign policy, you know, fundamentally redone along the lines that Bernie is talking about, and to become advocates, not just for democracy in the world, which we've in some ways done a good job of and in some ways just totally, you know, screwed up, but also to realign, to refocus our foreign policy, you know, away from militarism, other than defending other democracies like Ukraine, and toward reducing poverty around the world. I mean, you know, they tax their billionaires over 50% in most of the developed countries in the world. Here, our average billionaires, you know, according to some studies, pay as little as 3%, the number that was quoted last week by one of our politicians, I forget who it was, it might have been Bernie, was 7%. It was Joe Biden. It was President Biden, 7.6%. Remember, I think it was in his State of the Union address. Anyhow, I would love to see it. And tip of the hat to Senator Sanders for calling this out. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Just fine.
Yeah. Tom, I just want to say I really appreciate your news. Because you know, I'm 58. Can I tell you a little bit about my background? I'm 58 years old. I'm from the school of Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather. Dan Rather was a hero of mine. He went out like a champ, too, going against Bush.
Yep.
Just reporting the truth.
Yep.
So here you are, probably a five-man crew, and you're competing against MSNBC and CNN and you're kicking their butt. Because I just retired. I'm at home all day, you know, and I like news.
Yeah.
And I like good news. I tune in at MSNBC is Trump all day, every day. You know, and CNN, I don't know what, at least they can do something different every now and then. But I want to suggest to you that maybe, in Free Speech TV, that maybe you guys can put Arrival 5:30 p.m. news out a half hour against NBC, ABC, and CBS, because they're down the toilet. You know, you watch one channel, you watch them all.
Yeah.
Those three big ones. So I just want to throw that out to you. And I would love to see you on it. But you don't even have to prepare for it. Just rehash what you're doing today. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you just have a beautiful, I mean, just full of information show.
Well, thank you,
Cece. And I just want to let you know, that I appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your kind words, and I share your admiration for Real News and Dan Rather, who, by the way, has a Substack newsletter now that's free that you can subscribe to if you want to keep in touch with him. He's, you know, it's kind of upbeat. I mean, more often than not, it's some nice news.
You keep me busy, Tom. You keep me busy. I'm on your news. It's 9 o'clock. I get that little buzz. You're full, man.
There you go. Thank you.
You'll do.
Yeah, and I remember Walter Cronkite. You know, in fact, I used to imitate him. I would watch him on TV, and I would try to do his Tonight in the News. And because I, you know, it was like when I was 10 years old. You know, I wanted to be a radio guy or a TV guy, a news guy. So anyway, CC, thank you for your kind words and your suggestion, by the way. And I'm talking a little bit out of school here, but I know for a fact that at Free Speech TV, there is some new management that has come in, and the new management is seriously considering doing something like what you're discussing, some kind of a news block in early prime time in the evening. Beyond that, I don't know any details, and I don't know if it's going to happen. And in fact, you know, they're in a fundraising drive right now, and to some extent, whether it happens or not may be the result of the outcome of the fund drive. But I know that they're talking about it, and I'd love to see it. And of course, in the morning, you've got, you know, a great news show with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! On Free Speech TV, too.
Oh, so, yeah. She's good.
Yeah,
she would do everything. Between you and her, you guys could work something out for us, man. Poor folks out. We don't have nothing.
There you go. She does good. Although, you know, frankly, I don't characterize myself or this show as news. I call it an opinion program. But thank you for your kind words. Cece, I got to move along, but thank you. Thanks so much for the call. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Reproductive rights.
Oh, go for it.
Well, I talked to Jefferson on Friday, and I called in, and I told him that these men who rape our fellow citizens, they forget that women are also born free in this country. We are equal citizens. And when you rape a woman, it is a physical assault. It's a mental and emotional assault. And every woman who has been raped and found herself pregnant should do like Jean and sue her rapist.
Eugene, I can't remember the last name.
I'm just so mad. But these men who think they have a right to our bodies, they do not. They do not have a right to our bodies. They do not have a right to control our bodies. And most of them don't even know how a woman gets pregnant or what a pregnancy does to a woman. And when I go around talking to people, I keep telling them that if they remove the Department of Education, they remove the right to be a citizen, they remove the right to vote, the right to, if they rescind the Equal Credit Opportunity Act that was passed in 72, we go back to being nothing. And I'm still out there walking and talking and doing this, a lot of this in stores.
Yeah.
And I usually wind up with a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting more and more people who say they're voting for Biden.
Good
idea. Because they do not, they don't want to go back, and they don't want their daughters, their granddaughters, their nieces to wind up as serfs and slaves. And most people don't even understand that this is going on. And like Cece was talking about news, if you contribute to the show, you get stuff, you know. I get Christmas cards, thank you cards and stuff, and I take it out and I share it. I pass it on. I tell people This is where you get your news. This is where you get your information. This is where you get your education. And if we can keep teaching people, then maybe we can make a change. But these men who rape women are not really men. They're just animals. They don't qualify for citizenship, in my view. They don't qualify for any rights. They should, for rape, they should lose their right to vote.
Yes.
They should lose their right to own property. And, yeah, the things they're trying to do to us, it should be done to men. Make them lose everything they've got and then see how they like being a second-class citizen.
Yeah, I get it. Because and just this amazingly shocking statistic, these two statistics juxtaposed, that in Texas there were, in the last, 18 or 19 months since the Dobbs decision, however long it's been, there have been 26,000 pregnancies as a result of rape in a state that has no abortion exception for rape, number one. And number two, that women who have babies before the age of 20 are twice as likely to die by the age of 31 of, you know, a whole number of causes that seem to be associated with the physical changes in the body that occur as a consequence of pregnancy when you're really not mature enough to be giving birth. It's just,
well, the body cannot grow two bodies at the same time. When a young girl becomes pregnant, Mother Nature takes over and stops growing her body. Yeah. All of her growth plates on her body seal right then. And her birth canal may never, ever be large enough to pass a baby.
Yeah.
And if you don't have insurance and you don't have a way to pay for a cesarean, are they going to just let you die? You know, particularly with herpes, you cannot have a baby go through the birth canal because it can get pulmonary herpes and die.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the reasons why infant mortality was so high, back 200 years ago when the legal age of consent in the United States, in fact, right up until the 1890s, I believe, maybe the 1920s, the legal age of consent in most states was 12 years old. And an awful lot of maternal mortality was that, you know, the young women, 12, 13, 14 years old, were getting pregnant and couldn't deliver vaginally. I mean, it would, or the process would just rip them apart and they would hemorrhage to death. They would die. And,
yes.
Yeah, spot on, Norma.
So everybody out there, you better get busy. You better start teaching everybody that's listening. You better get out there and start teaching. How can you pay for a cesarean, $50,000 to $100,000, depending on where you live?
Yep. Yep. Do like Norma does. Norma, you are a role model to us all. Thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. Keep up the great work. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the Republicans would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president, just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back.
The third is the hidden history of the war on voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring, you'll see the hidden history of oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Superbeats Heart Chews because I can get daily blood pressure support with just a couple of chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed so I don't forget. I just love how convenient they are. And they're delicious. Superbeets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by just going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Alan in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Hey, good to hear from you. I just wanted to refer to, you know, like, I don't think people are realizing, especially, you know, Democratic voters sitting on the fence, what it means with these laws, the way the Republicans are going about the fascist playbook, which is just what Hitler did, is first you change the laws of the country, right? And then you appoint the judges so that whatever the heck you do, you don't have to worry about it because it's always going to go to their damn, you know, eventually to the loaded up Supreme Court. You know, nothing that the Nazis did, if it went through their court system, including the murder of millions of people in the Holocaust, was illegal. It was all legal by their system. And And right now, we're slow walking our way. This is the fascist playbook. Trump has already achieved the majority of the goal by appointing the Supreme Court now and all the other, you know, the appellate court judges and so on. We're seeing the results. Look at what the delays in the courts and the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And I can't believe, you know, I understand the situation in the Middle East and all that, and, you know, it's upsetting to some people. But at least Biden's a little bit flexible in where we're going to go with this now. But are you kidding? What's the alternative, you know? Mm-hmm. The alternative is we're going to end up repeating the same mistake. It's really eerie that the Democratic Convention is going to be held in Chicago again, just like in 1968. And I just want to say to all the, you know, protest voters, and I want to say to all the old hippies who I was against the Vietnam War. I'm of that age as well. But how happy are all the old hippies now who protested Bomber Johnson at the time? Wouldn't let Humphrey have a chance. Humphrey, think how different the world would have been if we would have had Hubert Humphrey. Well, what did we do with all the protesting of the Vietnam War? And they showed up at all the Humphrey rallies and they jeered him and made him look bad.
Yeah.
One of the greatest orators of all time.
Hubert Humphrey was a wonderful man.
Rallies.
And the amazing thing is that he and Lyndon Johnson had actually negotiated a peace agreement between North and South Vietnam and the United States that was going to be announced in late October. Late September, early October of 1968. And Richard Nixon learned about it and reached out to the president of South Vietnam and said, I will make you rich if you refuse to go to Paris and sign this deal.
Exactly.
And now we've got the tape of it. I mean, Lyndon Johnson took the secret to his grave, but, he specified that 50 years after he was dead, it could be released, and it's now been released, or 30 years or whatever it was, and it was released just about a decade ago. I mean, we've known this for 10 years now, that Richard Nixon committed treason and extended the war in Vietnam for another, 7 years, something like that.
And then the secret bombings in Cambodia, and it just got worse and worse. And you know what? It's interesting you should bring that up, Tom, because you can only imagine what kind of deals Trump is making right now behind the scenes and sabotaging everything.
It's a long tradition. Nixon did it with Vietnam. Reagan did it with Iran. George W. Bush did it with Iraq. I mean, you know, they're all exploiting foreign countries, foreign policy, in a way that is, you know, a gross violation of law and honesty and integrity and what I would call treason anyway. To become president.
Well, my final word is just to all these. I understand the principled vote of making this protest vote, but when it comes time, now we know it's Trump and Biden. Democrats, you know, if you want to try and sit this one out, and we're going to slow arc our way into a fascist regime with Trump. Holy cow! Don't make that mistake.
And we all have to show up and vote Democratic all the way up and down the ballot. I mean, it's just there's no alternative. Alan, thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Donald Trump goes full anti-Semite, and what chaos is being planned for this election this fall? I'll tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes?
With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.